An apple a day may keep the doctor away, but a flagon of rum will net you a new chum. Welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, the party recuperated in Alaborough under the watchful eye of the Alliance. However, after meeting the Jerboa pirate Tilly, they began to suspect that not everything about the Alliance is how it seems.
Okay, so
we're gonna split up, so you three are gonna head off there, and we're gonna do that, and then we'll cut over to you guys and explain what you're up to.
Okay.
So, you go over there, and the general is really stressed out. And he's like talking to all the lieutenants and stuff in like hushed whispers, and they're like trying to figure out what they're gonna like do about something.
I just thought of another funny character trait for my characters. Whenever they come across someone like in authority, she always assumes they're younger than her, so treats them like just like children, even if they are her age or older.
That's funny. Okay, so
General, are you okay? Is everything okay?
What's wrong?
Why are you stressed?
Do you have info for us?
The Eyrie might have stumbled across something that could help them win the war.
Oh no.
That's not good.
That doesn't sound good.
What is it?
Have you ever heard of Bronwyn the Brave?
No.
Brave.
Sounds familiar.
No, I've heard of Jack the Jackalope.
Shut it.
A contemporary, yes. So the general explains that basically, years prior, like we're talking like decades to a century prior, the woods of Brambleborn refers to like starting to like form clearings and stuff. They were all completely separated and they like had no interaction with each other besides like warfare and such. Mm-hmm. Until one figure figured out how to unite them all.
Oh.
And organize the beginning of a group to unite them. And that figure was a mouse named Bronwyn the Brave, who traveled the
woods.
She traveled a little bit. She traveled the woods in order to like gather together a party of followers in order to finally like get the entire place to unite together. And unfortunately, she did successfully succeed and united, but unfortunately she was killed and by birds, basically an eagle.
Oh, and then gosh. Her
story was basically like erased from the woodland, and the government that she formed became the Eyrie Dynasties.
Wow.
So it's this big like mysterious legend that only like a few have heard of. And the main thing is that symbolically, she wielded a very unique sword. The Blade of Bronwyn, as it were. And the Eyrie want it because of the fact that it basically, whoever wields the sword is like basically, according to this legend, the true like king or queen of Brambleborn.
Oh,
problem is that they don't know where it is until now. Eyrie says, I need you guys to figure this out and take out the Eyrie before they can find the sword. And according to this legend that they found access to, that we have since recovered at the expense of many of our people.
So
the Blade of Bronwyn was buried at Bronwyn's burial site.
Where was that located?
Underneath a huge tree.
So it could be anywhere in the forest.
What does the tree look like?
Like a tree.
that makes sense. When was this?
When was this?
Like yes.
The Brahmin? Like hundreds of years ago. The tree would have been grown pretty big by this point. It would have been found by this point. But again, we live in a forest. They're gonna have to check every tree in order to figure this out.
Okay.
So would the sword have been planted and then the tree grew around it, or it's in the roots of the tree?
The tree was basically planted on top of the grave of Bronwyn, and then it's since grown over the many years.
So it's trapped in the roots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An ancient burial ground.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to locate this grave.
Do they have any other local legends that have pointed them in a close direction of where they think it Do they have any idea of places they're searching right now?
Main location that they've been searching, apparently, is in this section around Opensky Haven, Windgrap Refuge, and a little bit on the outskirts of Alboro, but they can't get close.
Right. Where was Greta's tree again?
I don't think you ever decided it, but headcanoning, I was imagining it somewhere around here.
Oh. Okay. So fairly close.
So in between Alboro and Tonnery is what I was imagining.
Okay.
And basically, the IRE are basically saying that they have an idea of where this tree is?
Yes. Apparently, the main concern is that they've heard about this rumor because the Alliance have been under the impression that the only people that have been aware of like the legend still were, the Alliance. Mm. And like maybe a few denizens here and there might know about it, but yeah.
Okay. So are you asking us to go on a spy mission or... What giving us troops to take out the IRE in the
forest. No troops. They haven't found it yet. Basically, the request is find it before they can, and then give it to the Alliance.
Okay.
What's the general look like? What kind of creature is he?
He's a mouse. Kind of like old, grizzled mouse.
Okay.
Alright. So now that we've got this, we're going to cut over to the bar. All right, what are you two up to in the bar?
I got a drink for sure, please.
Hold on. Never mind that. I don't like the Alliance. You don't like the Alliance. They're busy.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, the catacombs has anything valuable. I figure the entrance is going to be guarded, right?
I'd assume so. They're not that dumb.
Yeah, right? But also, like, it'd be really unfortunate if one of the guys just, I don't know, went to blaze, right? Like, that would be one that'd be nuts. That would be terrible.
I mean, terrible for them.
As you're watching several, like, Alliance soldiers come in and they're, like, cheering and, like, having a good time, they just kind of, like, walk into the back room and have a good time, I guess. I don't know.
There's a party and a happy in the back room. I don't know why I said that so weird. I realize I don't know your name yet. This isn't the first time I've shared drinks with you.
My name is Zachary, but some call me, because the mask on, Ember.
Ember.
It's
glad
Ember.
I'm
so
not
cool.
There.
Ember, okay.
Ember?
Ember, like,
forget it, take the mask
off. I don't know.
I love that.
You just hear Ira in the back, I'm so glad I'm not there.
I love that.
She just kind of looks at you and goes, takes a big swig of the drink. She's like,
I can't be sober for this party.
I'm not sure exactly where the entrance to the catacombs are. I was kind of hoping to figure that out last night when the drink got the better of me. I am. You've got him!
You know, I'm inclined to believe that I can trust you, but I'm wondering.
That I can't trust you.
You know, I'll bet some of these guards might know something about that.
Throw the rock at me?
No, it was the rabbit. Anyways, I'm wondering if you, I don't know, buy them a couple drinks, get them a little bit. You know, they're just having a good time. I'd be more inclined to trust you, you know, you might be able to figure out where these catacombs are.
I will say, if we do that, my plan of last night again, I'm gonna need someone to stop me. Because clearly it didn't work out too well. I didn't become friends with them, they threw me in the break, so.
I'll just take your hat. What do you want me to do?
Take my hat.
Okay, perfect. I'll take your hat. You just get them drunk, get them talking. We'll find out where they
happens. You will not touch this hat.
Okay, sure. Just as long as you don't take too much and get a little bit tipsy. That's all I'm asking for. All
right, the guards exit the back room. One of their hats is missing. There's no relation on the story.
just thought you put that up there.
Having been here last night, do I know what the back room is?
No.
Cake. Can I go look and see? You go talk to them for a second. I'm gonna go see what that is. They threw me in the brig last night.
Okay, they're not gonna be my friends.
Okay.
They're not gonna be my friends.
Can I go look and see, yes, like, if I can get in the bathroom?
Yeah. I start to walk over, and a very large bartender walks over. He's this very burly, grizzled fox.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend like I'm gonna see it happening and maybe like a little bit like, ah, I'm tipsy.
He just kinda like reaches out and like puts his hand on your head and is like, whoa there, little lady, you're not going in there.
She fights the urge to stab him in the kneecap.
Don't pull that.
Is this not the bathroom?
Back room.
Oh. I don't know, it seemed like it was a party back there. What was going on?
Exactly, baseball's in the background.
He laughs and like, nothing that concerns you, lady. Oh, come on.
Gosh, I want to stab him so bad. Okay. She will follow, I guess.
Alright, he walks you back to the bar.
Oh my gosh, I... Never mind.
You have moves you can try to do.
Oh, I know. I just was like, man, I wish I could offer him room for these bartender. I feel like that's not a good thing. But also, I didn't choose that. Okay, wait, go to him while I read this.
Alright, what do you have to do?
Okay, so are these guards all in the back room right now, or are they just...
They just left, and they're kind of like walking around like, yeah, man!
Can I ask, like, really quick, like, how much depletion would it take if I just bought them all around or something? Tried to get them worked out?
Two?
Can I pitch in?
Sure.
Yeah.
So one.
I was gonna say, because I
You also have access to gold, which counts as a depletion.
Okay, how much do I
have? One.
Okay. So much does one gold buy?
Well, I'm just thinking that there's like four guards, so I'm thinking two drinks.
Zachary yells out, hey bartender, these guards are doing a wonderful job. It's cold out there. Let's get these guys another round.
Alright. You guys mark off two depletion. You can decide between yourselves how you're going to mark that. And the guards are all like, yeah! Rum!
I want to see
get
that.
This guy over here!
Wait, I don't understand. What am I marking?
Depletion. So.
Oh, up here, okay.
Yeah, so that's basically your inventory.
Okay. I'll do one and you can... Okay. I have... Now that I have wandered over and have, like, have helped bought these drinks and, like, I pitched in, can I try to go back to the door? But I want to, when the bartender comes over, I want to try to trick the NPC. And I want to try to be like, oh, my friend left his hat back there. He asked me to go get it for him.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing.
The detail was useful. All right, yeah, sure. So you go over there and the bartender's like, whoa there!
Oh, I know you said I couldn't go back there, but my friends are having such a good time over at the bar, and he left his hat and he was like, I've got to go get it. Oh my gosh, I have to leave the party. And I told him I'd go get it.
All right, roll with cunning.
Yeah, which I will give him a plus one. Oh! Six.
No, did not work.
Yeah.
He puts your hand on your head, lifts you up, turns you around, and puts you back down.
But you just grabbed the hat.
He's gripping.
No!
So, I notice what's happening.
I'm also getting, like, visibly furious at this point.
Bump the guard. Like, oh man, dude, you're missing your hat. You know, can I go get that for you? You know, I bet, like, you know, man, you know, I feel like you're doing so much, it's the work least I can do for you.
This is also tricking NPC, but since you're tricking a different NPC, I'll let you go for it.
Okay.
Nice. It's a roll of cunning.
Fetch.
Is your cunning bad as well?
Zero.
Okay, how much yours is?
Since he's drunk, does that play into it at all?
No.
Okay.
Six! No! He's like, oh crap, my hat! And he runs over in order to go get it. He just like runs, has the thing, and he opens up the door and he just runs inside.
Can I try to creep up, look in the open door?
Sure.
As it goes?
tunnel.
It sounded like Mickey for 2 seconds there.
Okay,
interesting.
I see.
And then the bartender's like, whoa there, no, you're not looking in there.
I use my hat to hide my view, and I like look, so no one can, it's big enough.
The magazine runs over and he's like, whoa there, you left the door open.
I love picturing this.
I'm gonna pull out my own personal flask and take a sip of it too, and walk back over here.
Special outside drinks.
If he tries to tell me, I swear.
Lens flare.
I filmed it up last night here.
Lens is no longer flaring.
I mean, theoretically. Okay, good. Are we still chumming up with the guards right now?
I am. I'm kind of like keeping an eye on you, but I'm trying to chum up with the guards, like, right?
I'm gonna,
Thank you. Could you see like how long it takes for the guard to get back?
Oh yeah, I could be timing him.
Just like, well, not timing him, but just like,
yeah,
we could see how like
how far in he was.
About 2 minutes later, the guard exits with his hat. He's like, I got my hat back.
That's yes, it's a good hat, man.
Ask him where he went.
Hey man, where'd you go? Let's see.
Just getting it in the catacombs. The closet.
No one tells a soul. Won't tell a soul. No one will know.
That's crazy though.
What do you got down there?
Oh yeah, that's where we're keeping the shh. The stuff.
Oh my gosh, so crazy.
What's a synonym for wood?
Get better.
Timber? Timber! Yeah, we're keeping our firewood supply down there. Yeah!
Firewood?
Says the arms.
Hey, you wanna come see?
I mean, if it's not too much trouble, man.
Not for my buddy, the weasel.
Cool.
He's a chinchilla.
I just like your gratitude.
That would be great.
Very slim chinchilla.
I'm not gonna even try to risk it. Like a part of me wants to be like, hey, and walk back over to you, but I think the bartender's had enough of me. I gotta like just stay here.
Alright, just like
alright, so the bartender starts to walk forward and the guard's like, no, this is my buddy, Zeb.
I just snap and like wink at the bartender. <It's like one-pass.
laughs> Alrighty,
as the bartender turns to like come back, I go.
You don't need to ask to do that. You can just do that. It's not like roll to look confused.
There's a part of me that wants to be like, it's because I'm a girl, isn't it?
The bartender is very flustered. Oh, no, I didn't. Do you want to go in?
Yes!
You want to go in?
Yes!
Fine!
I don't ask.
He goes in and the bartender just takes him out and is like, wait a second. Anyway, you two are running down the hallway. The guys are like, yeah. So over here we got the armory. And he kind of walks past the room and it's full of like swords and whatnot. And he goes walks past another one and goes, here's where we got our armor, not the armory, and it's full of like actual fitting armor. And he goes past another one and goes, that's where we keep the disguises.
Oh.
And you walk past it, and if you glance inside,
you
can see that there are several uniforms of the Marquisate.
Y'all are here.
We can still gasp in some.
And then as it goes out, it opens up into a much bigger area. And he goes, and this here's the excavation site. And you can see that it's this huge cave. And resting in the middle of this cave is a massive felled tree.
We also don't know their information.
Yeah.
You don't.
Oh, yeah, you don't know ours. Oh, look who has information you don't know.
Tree?
He kind of disappointed. Zachary says, like, what's so special about this tree?
You ever heard of Bronwyn the Brave?
Oh, I have. What of him?
Yeah, so...
Bird.
This
see a tree. Allegedly. We got from, like, it was a burial site. There's like a what's the sword?
I guess I pull out
somewhere in it.
I pull out my tiny one.
Yeah. Somewhere in it. We got this from like a bunch of squires.
Okay. And so wait, this is an already chopped down tree and they're like looking through.
Yeah, they're like chopping through the tree. You can see trying to like find something in it.
Okay. How did
the other guards respond? I guess going back, how did the other guards respond when this guard like starts?
They're also super drunk. I think some of them are passed out and some of them just didn't
notice.
If he ever, like if this guy shows signs of like, wait, what is the guard, like what species is he?
He's a fox.
Okay. Never mind, my flask is far too small to share with him. I was gonna make sure he stays drunk, but not too drunk. Why do you need the sword? Like, you got plenty of swords back there in the armor.
I don't know. General wants it.
General.
I'm gonna lie down for a little bit.
Oh, you do.
Everybody
that.
Take five.
Okay, five. We'll lie down too. Is there anyone else in the area?
You can see that, like, down there, there's, like, other people, like, working with saws and stuff, like, cutting through the tree.
Is there anything noticeable about this tree?
So, like, the bottom of the cavern is very flooded. Mm-hmm. So, like, the tree's, like, half underwater.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, restore my depletion to go through some of these other rooms and, like, pick up some?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You want to restore your depletion?
Yes.
All right. So he goes back and you can restore your depletion by just stealing stuff from the Alliance.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't care about the Alliance.
Yeah.
You just, like, go and if you get items, you just erase the depletion.
Oh, I'm doing that too then.
Okay. Anyway. So, you guys do that. Did you want to check out the tree?
Yes.
Okay. What is your intention to do with the tree?
Yes. It's just like, that's an oak. But there's not many oaks in this part.
I'm gonna like follow him, like, if there really is a sword in here and the general wants it, it's gotta be important.
You work on finding the sword. I'll get some firewood ready.
Firewood? Like, it isn't...
As you're just like flustered and just...
You're scraping at it, it's like wet.
It's all wet, it won't light up.
Alright, so I'm assuming you're gonna like start trying to like delve into the tree?
I guess. I'm really small, I feel like I could just like...
Okay, yeah. So basically the tree's hollow on the inside, there's rooms on it in the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd she go? I don't know.
Did you need a bathroom?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, so clearly I'm running around someone's house. This is fun.
Yes. So you're going through. So at this point, you get to a really waterlogged section, like a lot of water, which brings us to a new move I can introduce to you guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is, I believe it is called Deep Water Recovery.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so basically if you look for treasure in deep water, tell me what you're looking for and where you're looking for it, and then I will ask these questions.
Sword in the water.
Okay. Okay, are you a good swimmer?
Yes.
All right, plus one. Is the water shallow?
We don't know.
I would assume it would be.
Technically, I guess you're asking these questions and I'm answering it. The answer is yes.
Okay.
And then free of threats?
Yeah.
My answer is no. There are the Alliance people nearby that are also walking around.
Oh, there are other people around.
Yeah, they're sawing through the tree. Anyway.
That's right.
So, okay, so you can do that. You are going to roll, and then we're going to add a plus two to what you roll for.
Yep, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nine.
Oh,
okay, so you find, you dig, you like swim underneath, and you come up with something that you have found. It is not what you are looking for. It is a beat-up, rusted sword.
Mm. Okay!
It is clearly not the sword you're looking for.
No! Okay, this is... Kelly wants to ask a question, but...
Yeah.
What sword did her parents give her?
They didn't give her a sword.
Oh, I thought they did. Okay.
They gave her a slingshot.
Okay!
Her dad had a sword, though. Anyway.
Yes, it's his sword. I know it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Zachary looks down and is like, that can't be it. Like, keep looking.
Oh, it's a sword.
You're still scraping off
wood.
Wet.
Just sobbing myself.
You get in here and try.
Now try?
Fine.
All right.
Because I feel like I
So you're going to ask the three questions again. Do you remember what they are?
Can you swim well?
Can I swim well? Where do I, how can I tell?
I answer.
Okay, can I swim well?
No.
Is it shallow?
Yes.
Okay, what was the third one?
Free of threat or something.
Free of threat.
Is it free of threat?
No.
Okay.
So you get a plus one.
Okay.
Nice job.
Come on, you got this one.
Yeah!
No! No!
Okay, so this is where we get rough. So... You are going to mark. Oh dear.
Oh no.
Okay, so basically, so what this is that if you are swimming, you get tangled up in something if you get a miss, and you have to mark exhaustion to get back up to the surface. And according to this, the exhaustion that they want me to mark is the difference of 9 in whatever you rolled. I'm not
so
doing that.
Six?
Oh my
god! It'd be dead.
Technically, it says you'd mark 4 exhaustion. I don't know how they got that math, but technically, you rolled a 4 because you got a plus 1 to it. So
yeah,
technically, I'm gonna say you mark. You're gonna get tangled up. I'm gonna have you mark like 2 exhaustion.
Could I use like the daredevil perk?
Yeah, what's that do?
When you dive into a dangerous situation without forethought or planning, treat yourself as having luck armor. So I guess it's like it's as though it's having like a wear.
Can I see?
Yes, yeah, so right. They're daredevil.
Yeah. All right, so only take 1.
Okay.
That's nice.
Come out sopping wet.
You're wet!
Did you find anything?
No!
You find yourself.
Well, you were giving me such garbage about at least I found something.
Alright, you can hear footsteps coming like around your area, like people sawing. You might have time to look one more time.
Oh, I can look again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Do I still get plus 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
8, 10.
10.
Ooh. So you dive in, and you kind of find that like underneath it, there is a like plank that's kind of like very weak. And you pop it open, and like the water starts to like rush down, like through that.
Mm-hmm.
And like embedded in the side of like a root underneath this plank, you can see a little bit of a handle.
Ooh, I'm gonna pull that with all that I can. All
right, you yank it out, and it is this weird looking sword. Like it is weird looking. It is. It is like it's got like this very. The handle looks like a twisted tree root.
Okay.
And like it's got like kind of like thorns on the crossguard, and the blade is like very chipped and old at this point.
Okay, I'm but, just like, gonna stick the blade up out of the water to start it with, be like, yaha! And then just come up out of the water.
Alright,
is it that the chair's looking over it?
I'm coming up way first, coming sideways.
Alright, I'm giving you this.
Oh, oh gosh, okay.
Is it the accessory?
Yeah, it is.
Let's go!
That was what you were
expecting. You guys found this, and you both are excited.
I'm gonna immediately, like, and just, like, try to put it on my, like, sheets, and then just start, like, trying to figure out how to get out, because people are coming now.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna cut back over to you three.
Oh, joy.
Okay.
Okay.
Where did we leave off?
Am I just where we are
here? Yeah, you were talking with the, general. And then the general, was basically explaining to you the thing, and he gave you guys the mission to go find the sword.
Okay, what's the reward if we find the sword?
Ooh, good question. I'm gonna say he offers you, I don't know, full restock and 20 gold to split between you guys.
Wow.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Okay.
Not bad.
I think we should take this mission, meet up with our other companions, and plan further.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think it's a little strange that he wants this old sword? Because that doesn't the IRE, like, believe that this is, like, the rightful ruler of Brambleborn? Why would this guy want him?
Maybe he's the rightful ruler. Wasn't it a mouse?
You could roll to figure something out.
Yeah, I wanna like...
If you really want that money, yeah. You could just rob them.
I mean, I am a professional thief, so...
Roll for seduction is always in use.
I'm sure there's an
imagine?
Else?
Oh gosh.
Sorry, being
a heretic, being a heretic as I am, I'm pretty skeptical about some things. But I'm very firm in another thing. So I'm wanting to know, get like more insight. Like this is curious. Like why would he want a sword?
Did you guys walk off with the the move sheet? Okay. All right. So you do have the option to figure somebody out. So you roll with charm.
Excellent. That's what I'm best at.
You're so charming.
It's what I'm bestest at. Is
that it? Fun fact, you can also use figure something out on another character's player to figure them out.
Hmm?
You can also use figure somebody out on another player's character to figure them out.
Gosh, flip it, dang it.
What'd you get, 4?
7.
Yeah, you got no clues going on.
Ah! Why can I not roll right? I'm just like, seems fishy, but everything probably should be okay.
We're getting very excited.
So where do we go? Where do we start to find this sword?
Well, they said it's by a tree, right?
That could be literally anywhere, yeah. Greta.
Okay, but the thing is I know trees, okay? I literally was born in a tree. Okay?
That's true. Could you figure out which tree's like the oldest?
Yes. I'm actually, because I can always tell like what kind of tree is young and what kind of tree is old, because the tree I grew up in was very old from what I could tell. But I also know when trees are young. So I can look and see what kind of trees are old and young if you guys want.
Is it too much to ask for you to take us back to that tree?
Greta's kind of just like taken back a little bit. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I can. I just,
you know where it is?
I can try.
Well, you have two good friends. Well, you have one good friend and another acquaintance. we'll help you because I bet it's
what?
I guess traumatizing. We don't know much about it, but I say let's start there and go from there.
Okay.
Okay, we will take up upon your request. It's night nap time.
Okay.
For my character, not me. We will take upon your request, but we. We'll go further and plan. Send any information you have our way.
Okay,
we'll
so be you're, at you're, so you're returning in. Back to the inn to go to sleep?
Yes.
Alright, in that case, because you're returning back to the inn, the innkeeper's like, alright, fine, I just gotta check the office to stay for one more night, but that's it, okay? One more night, that's it.
I like you.
And then Greta's like, thank you, kind sir!
No, they paid earlier, but then I'm having the general order of the guy to basically let them stay.
Oh, she's nine. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Today's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Skylar Ross, Jordan Marshall, Balin Perry, Jared Jensen, Valerie Augustine, Kelly Hamblin, and a guest appearance of Cole Walker. The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarana. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games, and can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!